Hello and welcome to a very short update. It's the 2nd of June. I'm hoping this might go out later tonight or maybe tomorrow, depending on how busy and how quickly we can get it out. The update really is in regard to the ongoing situation in the US with the difficulties and looting and rioting that's taking place. And I wanted to perhaps say what my opinion was, what I've been receiving, what I've been hearing, and you know, just to have an input into it. I've been quiet on the subject so far. If we cast our minds back, I probably can't get them all in order, but when President Trump was elected into office, literally I would say just a few moments before he began to take the oath, commentators were already talking about how they would get rid of him. And it's rather like, you know, talking 9/11, saying that the building has come down when it's still behind you. So it's the same sort of gaffe moment that have come back to haunt these people. But the point is that we looked at the Russian plan in terms of the collusion and found that whilst there was a lot of stuff going on around Trump, he was not implicated in it. And so even the investigation done by the cabal basically, you know, had to come out and say actually he wasn't involved. So that fell down. Then we've had the impeachment process that was supposed to get rid of him. It didn't get rid of him. Then there was the attempt to kill him and the First Lady on one occasion, him, goodness knows, I've lost count of the number of times, but that hasn't worked either. Then there was the virus that was supposed to bring an economic collapse and pandemonium. That didn't get rid of him. So they haven't been left with very much. Anybody would think in a truly democratic society, you would wait for the elections on November the 3rd, and you would be quite happy to put your trust in the American people and go with what they say. Well, that's what happened in 2016, and they thought they'd got it all sewn up with Hillary Clinton, and that didn't work. So what that shows us is that the cabal, at least in the United States, is not prepared to trust the judgment of the American people, and so they're intending to remove President Trump in any shape or way that they can, because they don't trust the American people to make the decision that they want. Well, they didn't in 2016, so why should they 2020? And here's the problem. The problem for me was that I had always thought that the final battle in terms of the public's perception in plain view would be between the president after his re-election and the media. In other words, that the media would then be on the receiving end of a newly invigorated president who would push back at the cabal-controlled established media. But I was wrong. I was wrong because I thought that they would wait for November the 3rd, perhaps fairly strong in the view that they would manipulate everything and that President Trump would not win. They've obviously come to the view that President Trump was on course to be re-elected, and as a result of that, the cabal have prodded with a very sharp stick all of their assets, all of the control structures that they manage across the planet, and of course, not least, is the world's media, to launch the attack against the president now. So I was wrong. I thought this would occur after the fall, probably in the new year, but it started now. Every cabal-controlled media outlet has been given the instructions to basically take down the president in any shape or form, regardless of whether it's truthful or not. The European Union, which should have absolutely zero to do with the United States, has come out and said that it's right to censor what the president says on Twitter. That's unheard of, that a European government, in fact it's the cabal government of Europe of course, would actually come out and involve themselves in the domestic politics of the United States and say that it's right to censor a president. It's very interesting for the Prime Minister of Great Britain to say that it would be right to censor the president of the European Union. I wonder what would happen then. And it's no wonder that Great Britain or United Kingdom has voted to leave the European Union, because it's absolutely a snake pit. It's a snake pit of the cabal. And what we're seeing here in Great Britain is an attack on anybody who speaks out against 5G. Look at David Icke. Lost his PayPal account, lost his Facebook page, lost his ability to post on YouTube. Probably would not be allowed to leave the country if he had a speaking engagement. Might allow him to go if he was going on a holiday, but probably will never be allowed to book a venue like Wembley Stadium ever again, or anything big like that. Probably in no country will take him while the cabal is there. So what we're seeing is a cabal initiative through the arms of the state attack anyone or anything that threatens their plan with inoculations or 5G. The 5G BioShield company is now taking legal advice. They've actually consulted with their lawyers, and it's now going to be in a very interesting legal case between the BBC and the Trading Standards and the BioShield's lawyers. So that's something worth watching. But in terms of the US, this is a really pivotal moment, ladies and gentlemen. It's a really, really pivotal time, because the governors of the states, many of them are cabal controlled. It's not surprising. Not all of them. Many of them are cabal controlled, and as a result have refrained from sending in police to protect property for day after day after day. Now, we always know that in a riot situation, for the first 1 or 2 days, there's a disconnect and things don't happen. But it was becoming obvious that in some states they weren't doing what they should do. Now, regardless of a legitimate situation, if a business, husband and wife, brother and sister, or group partners, family businesses, torched and robbed, who've got absolutely nothing to do with the political situation or with the murder of the black guy, then it seems very wrong that, you know, their business is made to suffer, because they employ local people, most likely. So it's the job of the National Guard and the police, fire the governor, to at least protect, you know, I'm not talking about multinationals, I'm talking about small stores and small shops and small traders and business. So President Trump held a military Zoom, that's a Zoom meeting, but securely controlled so that it can't be hacked, with the governors of all of the states, and basically said that he was expecting them to take back control of the streets. Now, a number of governors started to say why they couldn't do it. And what he said was, if any governor feels, for whatever reason, that they're not prepared to tell their police forces to be more active, or they won't use the National Guard, I will send regular military units in. Now, for those of us who are not, you know, American, or those of us who don't have a full understanding, the American military swear allegiance to their president. Here in Great Britain, the military swear allegiance to the crown, or the king or the queen, so Queen Elizabeth II. But in America, it is to the president. So the president, regardless of whether people like it or not, can order troops onto the streets. And the last thing a cabal-controlled governor wants, from his or her perspective, is regular troops on the streets who only answer to the president, who have no, he or she will have no influence over them, and they don't want that. However, there's another aspect of the cabal which is pushing for this, so they can use the label, it's the army against the people, it's the military against the people, and you watch that as a slogan that they'll try and develop. It's the army against the people. It isn't, in my opinion. It is the army against the bad guys. It's the army against those who wish to destroy the Constitution and take away the constitutional rights of the citizens of the United States of America. Nothing less, nothing more. It's as simple as that. Now, I can tell you that if this rioting and violence is not brought under control, the president will and the army will without having to be asked twice, will go out onto a number of streets, and I've been given the cities, the names of the cities that they will go out onto, and they will then operate in a way that is not similar to the way that people are used to. There was a very interesting video on a news channel from America which came out today, and I'm not totally familiar with the police ranks, but the guy had 4 stars, which I know in the military as a general, that I don't know in the police force. Different police authorities have different ways of showing the rank, but he had 4 stars, and he was out talking to the community, and he was from New York, and he was talking, you know, and saying to them, look, you know, these police officers here love you. And that wasn't hollow, because the crowd, they were not attacking them. So there clearly was, in that particular precinct, was a particularly good rapport. But what he went on to say was that paid insurgents or paid people have been brought in to loot and smash. And he was kept saying they've got nothing to do with the legitimate demonstration about the black guy who was murdered. There's nothing like that. This is a separate group who have been brought in. And he even named places like California. What it transpires is that his officers have arrested people, and when they've done all the tests, they've found they've come from California, or they've come from this state, hundreds of miles away. Now, why have you traveled hundreds of miles to smash shop windows? Not even to run off. This is the point, you see. If you smash windows and you run off with clothing, you're looting it. But if you're smashing windows and then running on to another shop and smashing those windows, or you're organizing people where to go and where to throw rocks, that's actually an active organizer. And we have a name for somebody who's funding it, George Soros, who has been funding. And you, if you're in America, you will know of Antifa. Antifa are a left of center group who are white supremacist, in the sense that they are anti-Nazi, anti-right-wing Nazis, predominantly made of white people, not especially so, but they're still supremacist because they're a supremacist organization. They're not right-wing fascist supremacists, but they're a left-wing supremacist group. They would still take up acts of violence, and that's why the president declared them a terrorist organization. He declared Antifa a terrorist organization because it was brought to his attention that they were being funded to cause internal terrorist actions. So when I wasn't talking about a group of people that were so incensed by the illegal death of an unarmed black man, they were paid to do it. And a number of Connecting Consciousness members in America have sent me quite openly links on different social medias where you can sign up to be a demonstrator and be paid. It's not a fake site, it's genuine sites. You get paid dollars if you sign up, and then you go to these locations where you're bussed in, or you make your own way, and then you smash windows or run around and throw rocks at the police. So we've got evidence of paid sites to pay people to cause domestic terrorism. We've got images of genuine demonstrators, and we've got images of paid agents brought in. This is a crucial situation for the United States. The United States stands on the verge of either martial law or not. Absolutely can tell you that the American military are 100% prepared to go in under a banner of martial law. Now, while the cabal are quite happy with, you know, National Guard on the streets, then they can cause as much fuss as they want. The last thing the cabal want is a state of national emergency. Because under a state of a national emergency, the ordinary court system is disbanded and courts martials are brought in, where a person can be tried and convicted within a day or so. There is a likelihood of the cabal's agents having a knock on the door at 3 o'clock in the morning and the military being there to cart them off. So the cabal do not want a state of emergency. So we're going to see one of two things: either an immediate cooling down, because the cabal will tell their agents to pull out because they don't want a state of emergency, or the nuclear option, not exactly, but where they say, we've had it, we don't care, we're going to cause this, we're going to cause as much aggravation, and if it's a national emergency, we're going to cause that. So if martial law comes in, we are still going to have large numbers of people who are going to go out there and get shot, and then we're going to use that against the president. So this cabal don't get shot. The cabal sit in there in expensive places, and they just push people around for a few $100 or a few $1,000 to do their dirty work for them and take the consequences of it. Half the time, these people who are doing this have no clue about politics whatsoever. They just like to smash windows and earn money for doing it. So my view is that the American people have to decide. They have to decide exactly what they want. Do they want this situation where these riots can go on because governors or media are continually talking them up, or do they actually want to have some control and some stability brought back? Because there will be martial law if it's not sorted. All the president has to say is to sign it, and I can tell you that the military will do it. There isn't going to be any argument about whether it's constitutional or whether the military should get involved. I can absolutely assure you that there will be hundreds of thousands of troops on the streets. Now, for many people, that's not what they want, because that's where you lose your civil liberties. Goodness knows, with this virus situation, we seem to have lost a ton of liberties anyway. So this would be like the final nail in the coffin, basically. So from that perspective, we don't want it. But from the other perspective, if we could be assured that the satanic forces were going to be rounded up very securely, then it's worth having. So I don't know. I, that side of it, I don't know. But what I do know is that it's on a knife edge. And this night, tonight in America, we'll make the decision. If there's another full night of huge rioting, then I think it brings that martial law one step closer. If there's a reduction, then I think you find it takes it one step backwards. This is an organized and orchestrated violent protest. When somebody dies in police custody, there is no excuse for that. And there needs to be demonstrations. And there needs to be an expression of how those people feel. But look how it's been manipulated. Look how it's been orchestrated. It's so slick. It's so well crafted that it's not a few people or thousands or millions of people all spontaneously doing what they're doing. You can feel the big money behind it. You can feel the well-oiled machine, you know, social media swamped with this. Then this happens and that happens. It's all part of a huge program. The same people that are responsible for this lockdown regarding the virus are the same people responsible for funding the violent aspect. And I'm dividing very clearly, excuse me, between the legitimate demonstrations regarding what's happened and those who don't give a damn about the situation. They just have been paid to come and cause a problem. And I hope that what I call the ordinary decent people in America can, you know, define the difference between this very small but very violent, vicious group who have got nothing to do with democracy, and this other group who have a legitimate cause and are demonstrating and making their way felt. So all I can say is that this is a pivotal moment. I'd expected this to come in 2021. It hasn't. It's come now. So all eyes on America. And I think that if President Trump was not in the position that he is, if he wasn't the American president, yes, on one hand, you wouldn't have had all of these demonstrations. You wouldn't have had the impeachment. You wouldn't have had the Russian stuff. You wouldn't have had multiple attempts to kill that president. But what you would have had was a removal of the Second Amendment. You wouldn't have been able to carry your arms. That's absolutely certain. I've seen evidence that the whole plan was to remove the Second Amendment or to alter the Second Amendment to such an extent that it would be nigh on impossible for American people to bear arms. Also to force a vaccinate. President Trump will never sign into office the force inoculation or the force vaccination of the people of the US. I can tell you that any other president would do so. I can tell you that, in my opinion, any vaccine coming from a certain source, when acted upon by 5G, will cause something quite intolerable. We're not in a free society any longer, and of course, we've seen what happened to David Icke, who came out and I thought we had free speech, but clearly we don't. And just about shut him up now. He's really quite penned in into what he can and can't do. And that needs to change. We do not live in a democracy, ladies and gentlemen. It was always a sham, but now those gloves are off. So this is the battle. This is the final battle, which I thought was coming in 2021. And I'd said on a couple of radio shows, we're ready for the final battle, but it's not yet. Well, it is. It's here now. And it's make or break. If the battle is lost, the human race is in a bit of a problem. If the battle is won, the human race is in a very strong position. And so I'm not having a negative down day. I'm saying that this is important. This is really important. This is pivotal moment. A pivotal moment, not just for America, but for humanity. Look what's happened in China. They had another 27 years to go before they would legitimately, legally take over the running of Hong Kong. They decided they would just do it. You want to say hello, Eric? Remember Eric? He was a very small kitten. Here's Eric now, getting quite big. Hello, Eric. His game at the moment is to get this ruler. This ruler is the toy of choice at the moment, so he rather likes that. And he will jump up here when I'm working and try and grab the ruler. So with Hong Kong, which was supposed to have another 27 years of autonomy, they've just removed that. And so both Great Britain and the United States of America no longer recognize Hong Kong as a separate entity. Hong Kong, for all intents and purposes, is a part of China. I'm just going to put down, go on, darling, you go and do that. So I've got a situation where all the countries now are bringing themselves in, making themselves secure because they see what's coming. There's going to be a division of the world, I think. And if anybody, please, keeps telling you that the cabal are dead and it's all over and this mafia is knocked out and this is, they're still there. They're still very much in control, but they have, in certain key areas, taken a hammering. You know, there are more underground bases now controlled by the good guys in the United States or are decommissioned than ever before. There are very few black hats now in the military. There's still a ton of black hats in the intelligence agencies, but there are more white hats prepared to speak out. Where we've got the problem is in the usual old game, which is the financial side, the political side, and the media side. So please, 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 those people who want to keep telling us that, you know, it's the last dying days of this and, you know, they're on their knees and all that. No, they're not. Because we wouldn't have this issue. You know, if that was the case, I could go on vacation. And many others could, you know, go on and put your feet up and have a rest. But that is not the situation. We are in the midst of a war which has suddenly got incredibly hot. And, you know, come November the 3rd, people will decide what they're going to do. But until then, we have got to watch and we've got to actually be involved in some way for what's right and what's good. So thank you very much indeed. I felt it was very important. I have not spoken on this topic, and it was time to do so. Thank you.